Hello there, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Rob Oliver is our guest today. Rob's got a compelling story that deals with dealing with adversity, and the things that we can learn from Rob, I'm positive we as ex-offenders can apply to our lives to help us get past some of the hurdles that are unique to us. Rob Oliver is my guest. We're going to talk with him right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, me again. Sure do like getting mail from you. You can always catch me at MathersRodney at yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Let me know what's up. Hey everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Rob Oliver. Rob is a motivational speaker and an author. He has a book out called Still Walking, The Story of Life Full of Love and Laughter and Lessons. Now, Rob was paralyzed from the chest down as a result of a body surfing accident, and I think you were 21 years old, and he knows a little something about overcoming adversity, and that's what we're going to tap into today with Rob. Rob, how are you?
I am very well, thanks, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely, no problem. We're always looking for someone who has conquered adversity on this show, and you, sir, have. And could you just give us a little bit about your story? I know that you were young. There was an accident, body surfing, and can you just tell us a little bit about what happened and immediately what your life was like afterwards?
Sure, absolutely. I was on the Outer Banks of North Carolina body surfing, which, for those of your listeners that aren't aware, it's basically surfing without a surfboard. Your body is the board, so it's just you in the water experiencing it. It's pretty exhilarating rush, mm-hmm. Which, of course, is about par for the course for a young guy being 21 trying to get that adrenaline flowing. And this particular wave that I was riding, as it carried me in towards the shore, instead of carrying me forward, it ended up pushing me down. And I hit head first into the sand. I felt a pop, heard a crunch, and then everything went cold. And at that point, I couldn't move anything. A friend of mine saw me in the water, and when I wasn't standing up, he came to where I was, pulled me out, and saved my life.
Wow. And you were you say you were 21 at the time?
Correct.
Wow. You know, this is really kind of off topic a little bit, but I've done a little bit of that body surfing myself, and that's happened to me. I mean, not that, but where I've been pushed down on my head, and I've had other people tell me that they've had the same experience, and I'm wondering how safe it is.
You know? Well, it's one of those things, actually, and I think this is really something that your audience can understand. Everything that you do carries risk with it. Mm-hmm. When you get in your car and you drive down the road, there's a risk of having an accident. When you get out of bed, there's a risk of falling in the shower or, you know, whatever. You put it out there. Anything mm-hmm. that you do has risk. And if you go through life trying to avoid risk, you are going to live a very shallow and empty kind of life. But being willing to go out there and experience, you're not going to be able to experience the true depth of life if you don't get out there and try and live it. If that makes sense.
It does, and I'm glad to hear you say that, because there was obviously a point after your accident where you were determined to make your life work, and I want to talk about that right now. When did that come after your accident? Did it take a year, a decade? How did you come to that realization?
It came about 2 months after my injury.
Okay.
I was in occupational therapy, and the way that it worked in the setting where I was, they had me in acute care for about 2 months, just really trying to make sure that I survived. Mm-hmm. And then after that, they moved me to the rehab setting. And when I went to meet with my occupational therapist for the first time in that rehab, she said to me, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, you know about my injury. You know what I'm capable of physically. You tell me what I can do, and I will live up to your expectations." And she said, "No, you tell me what you want to do, and I will work with you to accomplish that."
Wow.
"You may not do it like you used to do it, mm-hmm. and you may not do it like everybody else does it, and it may take a lot of work, and you may have to be very creative to accomplish it. But if you're willing to set your goals and work hard to accomplish them, you can do anything that you want to."
Okay. And one of the things I noticed on your webpage is that you incorporate this idea of character, and that it's a speaking topic of yours. And talk to us, Rob, a little bit about character. You know, just what is it, and how do we improve our character?
Character is essentially what you are on the inside. And my mom explained character to me when I was a little kid and said, "Character is what you do when nobody's watching."
Hmm.
And it is important to build character in small things, because it is revealed when you go through the difficult times. And so the time for character development is not when you're in the middle of a crisis or when you've had a major issue. The time for character development is in the small things. And so everyday choices in life, everyday occurrences where you are working to do the right thing in the small things. And I believe that it was my dad that taught me that if you take care of the pennies, the dollars take care of themselves. And that is translated here. When you are learning to do the right thing in small choices, when you are faced with big decisions, you have that instinctive character built in already.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that I think about is, I don't constantly ask myself what would the right thing be to do here, but I do constantly ask myself what is the smart thing here, and
sure.
that seems to help me, and it sounds like that's kind of what you're talking about there. Another issue that you talk about is positive thinking, and I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this, because I'm really a big fan of the power of positive thinking. And so how do we incorporate and promote positive thinking into our daily lives, regardless of our circumstances?
Positive thinking really comes, it's a perspective that you have. And I'm going to share something with you.
Okay.
You probably saw this on the website, and it's one of those things that is truly the mark of perspective. After my wife and I had been married for a couple years, we talked about having kids. And I was concerned, because I thought, you know, I'm not going to be able to be the classic kind of red-blooded American dad and build a treehouse for people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be able to throw football with my kids. I use a wheelchair. I only have limited use of my arms. So we talked to, well, what does a dad do? A dad loves his kids and teaches them right and wrong, and he's there for them. So we went through all kinds of stuff trying to have kids, and it was difficult, but eventually we got the pregnancy test back. She went for her first sonogram, and they said, "Hey, guess what? There's two of them." I'm like, "Cool, this is awesome. We're going to have twins." Then she went for her next sonogram, and they said, "Hey, I think there's three of them. I said, all right, stop with the sonograms. But all that being said, I am the proud father of 11-year-old triplets.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that is a true perspective test for you. There are people that look at that and are of the opinion like, wow, that's just overwhelming. It's too much. And yet for a couple like us who was struggling to have kids, who loves kids, we are just so delighted to have them. And they are an answer to prayer for us. And be willing to take them for who they are and appreciate the fact that, yeah, we have three kids. Now, they arrived all at the same time, and they go through all of the same stages in life at the same time, but it's still look at them and appreciate them for the positive that they are instead of being overwhelmed by any of the other issues that go with that.
And it would be easy to be overwhelmed. I know this for a fact. My daughter has twins, and they're two. And wow. So yeah. I know it would be easy to get overwhelmed, but the triplets, what a blessing that is. I tell you what, Rob, we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your book. We're here with Rob Oliver, and we'll be right back after this. So you're working on learning how to play music? Well, you need a Jam Buddy chord chart. The Jam Buddy chord chart is a unique method that teaches you and helps you learn how to play. And you know what's cool about it is it doesn't matter what instrument it is. No matter what the instrument, this methodology teaches you to play songs in any key by teaching you something called the Nashville Number System. And the way you get one of these jam chord charts, you can check one out at angiesbanjo.com, or you can just click on the link there next to the podcast. It's the Jam Buddy chord chart.
How you allow those limitations to define you and how you allow them to impact your willingness to live that full life.
And so addressing this particular audience, we're getting close on time here. What would be your message, the thrust of your message that you think that, you know, this particular audience could glean from what you've learned in your overcoming adversity?
There are a number of ways that you can react and respond in the face of adversity. The one is just to be defeated and to give up and to say, I quit. And in doing that, you miss out on what life has to offer. The second is to say, I'm going to beat this and overcome this. And for me, my analogy with this is Christopher Reeve was very instrumental in doing a lot of research about spinal cord injury.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing was, we have to cure this and we have to fix it so that we can go back to being normal, and so to speak, and go back to, you know, living like everybody else does. Well, that's one way to look at it. But for me, here's where I am. I have a spinal cord injury, and there is no cure right now, so I have to live every day with my situation. And this is the reaction, and this is the response that I'm hoping your audience can have. Mm-hmm. Live where you are. Make the most of the strengths and assets that you have. You have some limitations that you face, and you can't change those.
That's right.
But you also have strength. You have things that make you valuable as a person that are different than everybody else. Take those strengths and use them to the maximum of your ability and look for opportunities to show others what you have to offer and what you can bring to the table as the person that you are, and using the strength that you have.
Rob, I really like your message. I respect you very much. How do people find your book?
Come visit me on my website. Okay. It's yourmotivationalspeaker.com. Come on and visit there. I've got a free ebook to download. It's got a bunch of quotes about dealing with adversity, and everybody's welcome to come and help themselves to that.
Cool.
The book is on there. There's all kinds of fun information. Feel free to stop in. And, hey, if you're interested, my email address is on there, and drop me an email and say hi.
Very cool. Still Walking, a story of life full of love, laughter, and lessons. Rob Oliver, thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
I appreciate it, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am to them. So I try to forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Hey, y'all. I wanted to take just a second today to publicly thank someone, Mr. Ray Hill. Ray's been on the show before, and those of you from the Texas area know Ray from something called The Prison Show. He doesn't do that anymore, but he did it for many, many years, and he does a radio show here called Execution Watch, which is on just prior to an execution in the state of Texas. He still does that show. Ray is responsible for men and women getting their right to vote back after their sentence discharges in Texas. And I got to vote in November for the presidential election. And just the other day, I went down and got to vote in a school board race that I was interested in. And so I've got a picture here in my studio of me standing at the polling place with my voter registration card and my receipt from voting, and I see it all the time. And Ray, I just wanted to publicly thank you for the things that you've done for ex-offenders in Texas. Okay, we'll be back.
Keep on rocking.
And we are plumb out of time. I want to thank my special guest today, Rob Oliver, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.